This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guest share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping and travel. I'm back with Gerd Loyal, and in the main episode this week we talked all about food and drink trends. Now he's going to open his little black book and give us some recommendations. Okay, Gerd, thanks for sharing these with us. First of all, let's start off with a cool UK foodie city or town.
Yes, it is Bruton in Somerset.
Okay.
It is the hot place to go right now. So it is this little sort of beautiful Somerset village that has had this influx of incredible restaurants and culinary creatives. So one of them was Merlin Johnson, who opened this restaurant called Ossip, which is an incredible, beautiful restaurant that's sort of championing the sort of terroir of that kind of area. You've got Margot Henderson, who opened a pub in the area. She is of Rochelle Canteen sort of fame. And you have the incredible Durstlade Farm Shop, who've actually just opened in Mayfair. And that is at the Bruton Houser and Worth Gallery. And it honestly is one of the best. If you're a foodie and you want a little escape for the weekend,
mini break weekend,
go to Bruton. It's still a little bit undiscovered, but is starting to kind of get on people's radars. It's very quaint, it's very beautiful, and the food is incredible.
Oh, wow, I love that one. Okay. How about a surprising Europe destination discovery?
Yes, it's somewhere I've just got back from, which is Antwerp in Belgium. And Belgium is becoming extremely cool. And what I love about Antwerp is that it is a city that champions plant-based and seafood cooking in a way that I've sort of not seen, and has these extraordinary restaurants, both from a fine dining perspective, but also from a street food perspective, that are basically championing the Belgian coast. I never think of Belgium as having a coast, but it absolutely does. I mean, I don't think, no, it sounds strange. I always think of Belgium as being landlocked. It's absolutely not. And there are some incredible culinary creatives there who are doing all sorts of things. What's interesting about Belgium is that it's kind of at the crossroads of Europe, literally, in that it has a real Scandinavian energy, but it also has a real French-Italian energy because it's in the middle of everywhere. Yeah. And you've got these incredible new chefs who are basically remixing sort of French-Italian flavours into kind of Nordic sensibility.
Wow.
And it's a really exciting place. And it's a beautiful city.
Yeah. Okay, on to restaurants now. And where would you host your last supper? And what dish would you eat?
I think what I would want, if it was my last one, I'd want to be in one of the rooms of London. Okay. And for me, one of the rooms of London is the Scarves Bar at the Rosewood Hotel.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, it's one of the most beautiful rooms. But I would transform the Scarves Bar into a pizza party and just eat the most delicious cheesy stuffed crust pizzas filled with pepperoni and mortadella and delicious things and, you know, have kind of amazing garlic dips. But I'd do that. I'd have
but
a massive pizza party.
You would have their incredible cocktails that they do at the
but
Scarves
at the Scarves Bar because it is one of the rooms of London.
It's beautiful.
It
yeah, love that.
Okay. And then I'd be gone, so it wouldn't matter.
And from the Scarves
So there you go.
And from the Scarves Bar to pubs.
Yes.
What is your favourite pub and what makes it special?
My favourite pub is a classic pub that I think sometimes people forget about. And it is the very first gastro pub ever, the Eagle
in
Farringdon.
Eagle. Yeah.
And even today I love going there. And I also have been known to go there on my own sometimes when I'm just having a me day and I want to go and eat something delicious. I don't want to break the bank and I know it's going to be guaranteed. So people that don't know, so the Eagle in Farringdon was the actual very first gastropub that there was. And still to this day, it's like really popular.
It hasn't changed much, has it, at all?
It hasn't changed, but the food is exceptional.
Yeah.
It's so buzzy. It's so vibey. Yeah. It's kind of on a corner of Farringdon that it's just always really lively. And I always want to go there. I always want to go there.
That's a great show. I love that. Okay. Your current favourite bakery and what your repeat order is at the minute.
So this is an interesting one because my current favourite bakery, I haven't been there yet and I already know it's my favourite bakery.
Okay.
It is Quince Bakery, which Anna Hyam has just opened. I've been kind of following the development of this on Instagram. It just opened this weekend and I was going to go in the afternoon. And then at 2 o'clock, she put up a post saying, we're sold out. So I already know it's my favourite bakery. But Anna Hyam, if you don't know, is a pastry chef that I think was at the River Cafe. She was at Lyle's. She wrote that incredible book called The Last Bite, and this is her first bakery that's opened in North London.
Wow.
One thing that she's championing is her rice pudding tarts, which I haven't tried yet, but I've seen them. It's a bit of a strange answer because I haven't been there yet, but I already know that Quince Bakery is my favourite bakery.
Where is it?
It's sort of North Islington,
right, okay.
I think kind of Canterbury Islington way.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So not far from there. So maybe I'll go and check it out. And a favourite coffee shop at the moment?
Oh, so many. I love coffee shop called Elvin, which is just off Tottenham Court Road. It's hidden away. Oh. It's an Australian coffee shop, and they have the best logo, which looks a bit like the word Elvis, in like Elvis lettering. And so the coffee cups are super trendy. The coffee is delicious.
Is it?
It's kind of hidden away. It's kind of unassuming. I love their coffee, and I also love their branding. And also, they give you free stickers every time. So my laptop is covered in stickers of Elvin. I think I just like their stickers, but actually I do love their coffee.
I love that. Great. Where would you buy a great food-based gift for friends, either in a shop or online?
Oh, I mean, I think it always has to be chocolate.
It's a crowd pleaser, isn't it?
It is a crowd pleaser. You know what I give to a lot of people often is the Rochers from William Curley. Have you heard of William Curley?
Yeah, I have heard of William Curley.
William Curley is an amazing sort of chocolatier, and he has this tiny boutique in Soho. And what he does is these incredible Rochers, which are just basically nuts and chocolate. But he uses the most exquisite nuts and the most exquisite chocolates. And often, if I'm going to a dinner party or I'm going to something and I want to take something, I'll take a little bag of Rochers from...
Is it like a slab?
They're just like... They're like a Ferrero Rocher, basically. But, but it's not a Ferrero Rocher. Like, it's a Rocher. It's like, so it's basically just a cluster of nuts and chocolate.
Oh, nice.
But because they use the best nuts in the world and it's some of the best chocolate in the world, there's just something very magical about taking a little bag of William Curley Rochers. I love the William Curley boutique. It's amazing.
Wow, that's a great one. And finally, have you got a great specialist shop, either for ingredients or equipment, that you rate?
So many. So many.
I knew you would.
So many. I mean, they're not necessarily specialist shops, but, you know, Asian supermarkets. I love Longdan. Mm. I just absolutely love it. I think it's a great supermarket for all sorts of stuff. For equipment, I really like David Meller, the kitchen shop. I think their downstairs is just amazing. And everything is, it's not cheap, but it's not crazy expensive. But I bought my, if I want to buy something that I know I'm going to use a lot, I will buy it from there. So, for example, when I wanted a really good pestle and mortar, I bought it from there. It was 40 quid. So it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't too expensive. And it's so well made. It's so beautiful. I know it's going to last me. I think their glassware is amazing. They have just whenever I need sort of a cake tin that's a specific size because I'm doing something random, I know they'll have it. So, yeah, I would say David Meller is the one for me.
Those are absolutely brilliant little black book entries. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.